Officials say change is coming to the Lansing City Market. Many have questioned the direction and the relevance of the city market in recent years. Over the years, its profile in downtown Lansing has shrunk and been redefined several times. Critics have complained about a shortage of vendors and parking. Our next guest, one of whom is the City Market's new director, says the Lansing City Market is about to enter another phase with more vendors and more attractions. They both say they hope to announce a deal soon with a new anchor tenant. Let's learn more from Scott Keith, the CEO of the Lansing LEPFA is probably, most people know what that means, the Lansing Entertainment and Public Facilities Authority, right?
You're right.
Which oversees the city market. We also welcome Audrey Tipper, who the LEPFA board recently approved as the city market's new director. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
We also encourage questions from our listeners. As always, get us those via Twitter at KAR Current State or email us currentstate@wkar.org. Scott, you seem to have acknowledged that it was time for changes at the Lansing City Market. I want to ask both of you to talk about how the market needs to change. What's at the top of your list?
Well, you know, when we built the new market, there was a lot of thought that went into, you know, what would it be? And we talked about urban market, but we still tried to have a little bit of a hybrid. We hung on to many of the vendors who were at the old farmers market, which many people, you know, akin to the Lansing City Market. We started to make that change. That hybrid change didn't work. You know, the lack of parking, the move, whatever the reasons were. So this past year, we did a survey. We surveyed residents, not only in downtown, but in surrounding areas. We sent it out through the Chamber of Commerce, through a lot of different avenues to try to get an idea of what people were seeing, what was going to work, what wouldn't work. Resoundingly, people still hung on to the farmers market piece, but what they also stated was that convenience was a big issue. And with the proliferation of markets in the area, not just farmers markets and the seasonal farmers markets, but the growing concept of Whole Foods and Fresh Thyme and these sort of grocers who have become farmers markets, we recognized that an urban market was a different thing where artisanal products were offered, unique products, unique offerings. So,
are you aiming at a hybrid then, Audrey?
Yes, that's in some ways, yeah, absolutely.
Kind of the old and the new?
Mm-hmm. We would love to have some of those artisanal, excuse me.
artisanal?
Thank you. artisanal products, that's really what we're aiming for.
I looked up artisanal in the dictionary yesterday, along with a lot of, you've sent a lot of people scurrying to their dictionaries here. It said, pertaining to or noting a high quality or distinctive product made in small quantities, usually by hand or using traditional methods. And then it quotes as an example, artisanal cheese. Go a little bit deeper with us here. You want more artisanal products. What kinds of products?
Well, you know, Hill's Cheese has been there for 50 plus years. So you use that example, and I love to use that example. They've been there, and I think that they're part of the new, if you want something specific, you want a product, I want a cheese that goes with this meal. Mm-hmm. There's not a better place to find it than in this region than Hill's Cheese.
Absolutely true.
You've recently described the roster of vendors as challenged. Scott, so you've got vacancies. How do you go about that? How much work is that?
Well, it is certainly a lot of work. Mm-hmm. However, it's a great opportunity. People who have started at the market in the past, you know, people like Horrocks, who now look at the success they have on the west side. We have been entrepreneurial. Cravings Popcorn started at the city market. I just heard yesterday he's opening his third location. He's moving a location back to downtown Lansing on Washington Square. So we see ourselves a little bit of a hybrid for those artisanal products, like a gourmet popcorn. I mean, that's definitely an artisanal product. So if there are entrepreneur person or business who's looking to grow a product line or a specific, we're still food-centric, idea, then I think the city market is a great option for that because we identify ourselves with those type of businesses.
This raises the issue, though, of selectivity. And I mean, is the city market in a place right now where it can afford to say no to prospective vendors, though? If you're gearing toward the artisanal and you get approached by a different kind of business, how do you contend with that, Audrey?
I think it's just you start with just a conversation to figure out what is exactly is their end goal. If our market goal and the customers for the current business owners don't match what this potential business owner is looking for, then it's not going to be a good fit for either one of us. And together we have to come on to the same team in order to reach our goals in the future.
Are you conducting, how big an outreach effort does this involve? Filling the vacancies, and not just filling the vacancies, but filling them with artisanal marketers.
Mm-hmm. It is a team approach. You know, there's many people out there. You know, I have conversations with what I call stakeholders, not only in the downtown area, but our region. You know, it can be a phone call to a person like Pat Gillespie. Hey, we're looking for something like this. Do you know? I mean, there's a lot of reach out and networking that is involved and talking to other markets. There may be a business that is at Allen Marketplace that maybe is outgrown or is looking for that next step up. Mm-hmm. So we have to reach out, build our network, and then develop, you know, a list of, which we've already started, a list of prospectus business types mm-hmm. that we want to see that fit the market mold. I mean, I look for the long time, Pat Gillespie's a great example of this, at Stadium District, at that corner location that sat there. And Pat didn't just, you know, wait for anything. He was seeking a specific model and type to go in there. And now the Beer Grotto is there and doing very well. So I think sometimes you do have to hold on and be a little bit selective in order to attract that right client and business.
Scott Keith is the CEO of LEFA, which oversees the Lansing City Market. Audrey Tipper also joins us. Audrey is the brand new director of the Lansing City Market. We're talking about the future of the city market. Is it fair to say the city market fell out of touch with evolving customer tastes?
Well, and I will eventually defer this to Audrey, because she is the kind of that next generation of demographic that we want, not only moving downtown and buying downtown, but also frequenting the market. Because the second element of our survey, the results, was that it's a place to come meet your friends and hang out. So it's become a destination, slight even bit entertainment venue that I think, you know, that next demographic is looking for. And I think, you know, Audrey fits into that demographic.
You've alluded to a new anchor business at the Lansing City Market and suggested that an announcement is imminent. Can you tell us who you've been talking to? Can you tell us any more?
Well, we're really excited about, you know, any new anchor tenant or, any new business owners that would be coming in. We're not quite ready to make announcements on that yet.
Can you describe what is the nature of the anchor tenant? This is bigger, more space, maybe an established name.
Mm-hmm. Someone that's already practicing some of these business skills that they're doing with local restaurants. So it's going to be towards an urban grocer type business. So, which is really what, you know, we identified as being something that could bring goods to downtown residents. As we see the residential area grow right around us, a little community growing around us with Marketplace and the Outfield and Stadium District, those people have needs for basic grocery items and artisanal items that can this grocer could fill.
What are you saying to the traditionalists, though, who are wedded to the more traditional farmers market approach? What kind of conversation do you have? How do you persuade them that it's time for the city market to change?
Well, I think we need to keep in mind those traditionalists as well as the urban aspect. I myself grew up on a dairy farm, so when I have those type of conversations with people over the last few weeks, I do bring that into play and say, you know, I understand. I went to the markets. I've sold my products and that sort of thing, you know, from, you know, knee high. So I think that we're definitely planning on having like a farmer's market, you know, day similar to what the farmer's markets in our, you know, surrounding area do. So hopefully between the day or two that we're doing a farmer's market and the rest of the urban, you know, artisanal products that we have, we'll be able to satisfy a variety of different needs that people are looking to meet.
All kinds of people have made all kinds of comments about what the city market needs to do, and I'm sure you've heard all of them. But I know people have brought up invigorating the marketing for the city market, which raises the issue of budget. Is your budget up to the task of revitalizing the Lansing City market?
You know, that's it's certainly a challenge. In today's world, marketing is so different than traditional, you know, buy an ad on TV or put an ad in a paper.
Especially with all the competition. How many more farmers markets do we have now? Is it 20-some?
20-some in this region.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. So you do feel like you were adequately funded to market the Lansing City market?
Yeah, we're adequately funded, and we just have to be more aggressive in our types of marketing. So we are now active in events and things that will bring people down, especially families or new people to the area, like tonight's Jazz on the Grand, which WKR is a proud sponsor of. You know, those type of activities, and we look to expand that next year to maybe some other musical offerings. That's not your traditional marketing, but it is getting people down to the market to shop, to experience, particularly along the riverfront, new elements that we can offer to people. So social media certainly is part of it, getting people out there, getting activities. We have fitness activities. We have a lot of different things like that that is non-traditional marketing to get people down to the market.
It crossed my mind yesterday whether or not the word market really says it in 2015. Have you ever considered another name? Is market always going to be in the name of this place? And this is just me. This is just a thought that crossed my mind.
That would be a tough one. You know, it was hard enough for people to let go of the building. To let go of the name would be certainly a challenge.
Audrey, tell us about your background. You grew up on a dairy farm, so you're a get-it-done kind of person, it sounds like. But I know you're coming from Impression 5. Talk to us about your background.
Yeah, Impression 5 was a was a great place to introduce myself to the community. I am from Western Michigan. That's where the dairy farm is located that I grew up on. So I'm newer to the area, and Lansing's amazing. There's so many wonderful things here that, you know, being not from this area, that I had no idea were here. I am a graduate of Grand Valley State University. I have a degree in hospitality and tourism management, and I'm really looking forward to using the skills that I acquired there to not only help the market, but help the community that I live in now.
Back to the challenges here before we run out of time, though. I know you've been criticized over parking in the past. How do you respond to that criticism?
Well, part of it is an education. Yes, any downtown that's growing, parking is a positive problem, as I say, because you have to learn how to adapt to it. As we get more dense, we just have to get creative, and people have to become, you know, accustomed to changes in the parking. There wasn't always, you know, I think the old market had 170-some spaces, fewer filled.
How many are there now?
There are about 50 spaces dedicated to the market at any one time, but there's overflow parking in the Lansing Center lots that can get validated through the city market. And then there are times where, you know, the gates are open there, you know, so it just has to become a little bit of an education. People have to get familiar with a different setup than what was done for 80 years. So, you know, we're overcoming that 80-year history that has to change.
Scott, I know that in the past, some people up to Mayor Bernero has raised doubts about transparency, especially in the area of bookkeeping and accounting, relating to the Common Ground Festival, which LEFFA also oversees. Update us on that score. Are the numbers out there for the mayor to see, for everybody to see? Where does that stand?
Well, we file 990, as every nonprofit is required to do with the U.S. government. So our books are out there for people to pull. Center Park Productions is the nonprofit that actually runs Common Ground, not LEFFA. But beyond that, we have an audit completed every couple years. And every year, our LEFFA's audit is completed in conjunction with the city audit. So our books are out there. Unfortunately,
what was the mayor talking about, though? I mean, what was his concern?
I don't know. He never voiced that direct concern to me, and him and I have, you know, regular meetings, and we share things. I mean, it just may be some concern because Common Ground is done through a private-public partnership. And so the private side of things is kept private, and for many reasons, because they're operating like a business and they have to negotiate contracts with other private entities out there who want to, you know, remain private. So some of those things concern people, and but we're open. We've always been open. The LEFFA board is a regular open meeting act group every month. And we share those audit findings with the city and our books with the city, and we're an open group.
We want to thank Scott Keith, CEO of the Lansing Entertainment and Public Facilities Authority, LEPFA, which oversees the Lansing City Market. And again, we want to welcome and thank Audrey Tipper, who is the City Market's new director. We'll have you back, and we'll update the situation
at some
point. That sounds great.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.